there have been some specific preconditions. For example, they have said Mr. Fromoyan should no longer be heading the process, that the whole NEC commission should be reviewed and more people brought on board to make it more objective in the execution of its duties. But these are preconditions. They are not statements to the effect that we are boycotting the process. We want to participate in the process. This is the only way we could win it. And we believe we can win it, but it has to be done in a manner that will be free and less controlled as it was, in a manner that we felt did not do fairness and justice to us.
Mr. Tubman, if you are demanding the removal of the Elections Commission, doesn't that equate to you saying in reality that you don't want to take part in the runoff election?
No, it doesn't amount to that. I mean, the chairman is not an indispensable figure. Lots of people in our party believe that he's biased, he's unfair. I brought some complaints to him, and the manner in which he treated me when I was there, discussing what I consider to be grave matters, he was almost dismissive. And then having had the meeting with him, he went on air to discuss blow by blow what I had raised with him in what I felt was a rather degrading and insulting way. But I don't mind that. The fact is, our people feel that they will not get fairness over something that he's presiding over it, and therefore they feel that he should not be there anymore.
So these preconditions, did you submit them to the National Elections Commission?
We have written some communications to them. We'll communicate that tomorrow. They will see what the details are, what we're asking for. But basically, it's simply that we should have more participation in the monitoring and the observing and counting and seeing that the counts are done in an objective fashion. And once we have that, we believe that our confidence factor will go up.
So let me ask you, Mr. Tubman, because this is something that some people are throwing around. The suggestion is that the CDC is coming up with these preconditions for the runoff election because perhaps the CDC may not have money to finance the runoff election.
Well, our finances have always been tight, but the strength of our party is not our finances, but our supporters. We have committed and very passionate supporters, and they are very determined to push for their rights. We don't have to pay them money to do things where the ruling party offers money in almost everything that they do. Our people, by their commitment, are involved. So, yes, we have a money problem. We've always had. But if it was because of money, we wouldn't have gotten where we are.
Mr. Tubman, let me say that I did speak with the Elections Commission Chairman Fromoyan, and I brought up the concern raised before that the CDC was calling or had accused him of being biased and in support of the president. And he said that it was not fair for the CDC to say that, for the fact that several elections he has conducted, the CDC was able to win positions, including the senatorial and House of Representatives and all that.
I'm not saying that all the elections that he had participated in were not fair or not objective. We're dealing only with this one. And this first round, many things went wrong. Many of the results are difficult to understand and explain. And it is believed by our party and many of our members that this was happening because the NEC was biased, performing its function in a way that did not produce objective results.